On Florida International University Week, why do men have worse survival rates from brain tumors? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Diana Azam, assistant professor in the Department of Health Sciences, explains why.
Glioblastoma is the most common malignant brain tumor. It's deadlier in males than females, and we wanted to learn why. Through our research, we found a connection between a widely used biomarker of neuroinflammation, known as translocator protein 18-kilodalton, or TSPO, and survival outcomes in glioblastoma patients. Our findings suggest that the variation in the protein structure correlates with worse survival outcomes in males than females. This is important because glioblastoma has sex-specific differences. Glioblastoma is found in adults and is 1.6 times more likely to affect males than females. And the survival outcome of males is worse than females. Each year, approximately 12,000 people in the United States are diagnosed with glioblastoma. The median survival time of glioblastoma patients is 12 to 14 months, and less than 7% of patients survive more than 5 years. Thus, better treatments and strategies for improving prognosis are urgently needed, as there is no cure for the disease. Our research team analyzed the blood samples of 441 glioblastoma patients to evaluate the correlation between the patient's clinical outcomes and the TSPO polymorphic variant RS6971. This is one of the most frequent polymorphisms or variants found in humans. Compared with female glioblastoma patients, males with the variant had shorter overall and progression-free survival times. There was no association between the variant and survival time in females. Our study suggests that the variant has potential for use as a prognostic biomarker in glioblastoma patients. In the future, this can potentially help patients receive personalized treatments and perhaps, one day, lead us to a cure.
That was Diana Azam of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.